Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister attends CARICOM Heads of Government meeting in Guyana and expresses condolences on the passing of former Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Patrick Manning. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week led a delegation to the 37th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM held in Georgetown, Guyana from July 4 to 6. In his address to the meeting, the Prime Minister said the regional body has accomplished much in its 43 years of existence, especially in the areas of health, education, security, ICT, emergency management, and disaster mitigation. He noted, however, that more needs to be done to ensure that regional initiatives translate readily at the national level.
It is commendable that CARICOM has embarked on a reform process to improve its effectiveness. The adoption of the Strategic Plan for Growth and Development is a step in the right direction. It is our expectation that the plan will be fully implemented to strengthen governance, capacity building, and our regional economies.
While outlining Jamaica's commitment to the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME, the Prime Minister outlined that special focus must be placed on the challenges being experienced by CARICOM nationals as they seek to move between countries for work and other economic opportunities.
This must be urgently addressed in a meaningful way. Otherwise, the economic sense of CARICOM becomes increasingly questioned itself. We have begun to discuss the matter bilaterally, and we are encouraged by the level of understanding and responsiveness to our concerns. We believe that bilateral consultations supported by additional effort in the institutions of our community can make the movement of labor equal to that of the movement of goods, a reality that would extend the progress and benefit of the integration effort.
The Prime Minister also announced that Jamaica is negotiating a joint commission agreement with Trinidad and Tobago with the aim of developing a mutually beneficial cooperation program. Efforts will be made to establish similar initiatives with other member states. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week extended condolences to the people of Trinidad and Tobago on the death of their former Prime Minister Patrick Manning. In a letter to Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, Prime Minister Holness described Manning as a stalwart in seeking the achievement of the CARICOM ideal. He also said Manning will be long remembered for his fearless commitment and dedication to advancing the political and economic development of his country towards achieving a better quality of life for all citizens of the Twin Island Republic. Meanwhile, Minister of State in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Everald Warmington, has announced that the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, will be replaced. In his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament last week, Minister Warmington said the Housing Opportunity Prosperity Employment HOPE program will provide a one-stop shop for all government social intervention initiatives targeting communities and vulnerable groups within the society. Mr. Warmington says HOPE will incorporate several programs and initiatives currently being undertaken by various ministries and agencies. These include the Production Incentive Program, Short-Term Poverty Alleviation Program, Small Business Loan Schemes, Public Assistance Grants, Urban Renewal Housing Program, and Infrastructure Development Programs.
As a multi-sector intergovernment agency, the HOPE program will offer a range of services to its targeted beneficiaries as well as opportunity for the submission of project proposals from members of parliament, community-based organizations, and participating agencies. Application for benefits will be vetted based on a predetermined list of criteria.
The HOPE program will offer members of parliament an efficient system in streamlining programs for constituency development by enabling them to manage and plan the support to the constituency through a central hub. Mr. Warmington adds that the government is moving to establish a secretariat to deal with the daily operations of HOPE. The secretariat will also be developing the procedures to engage stakeholders under the program. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.